slowly from the sky. Everything was white, and the branches of the trees were heavy with snow. It was Lucia night, the annual tradition in which a girl dresses in a white gown, ties a red ribbon around her waist, puts on a crown of burning candles, and performs traditional songs along with her choir of handmaidens and star boys. Here we go again. The white station house was covered in Christmas lights and lit up the otherwise dark night. A car approached the parking lot and slid on the icy asphalt. Loud music was pumping out of the car's speakers. Once it had stopped in front of her, a window was rolled down, and the next second, Daniel popped his head out of it. "Bella, bella nota, bella chica," he slurred. He raised his bottle and laughed. She saw Lottie in the driver's seat. Of course she was driving. Lottie with the blonde hair and the tattoo-covered arms. Bella laughed and put her bag in the trunk. She jumped into the back seat next to Ollie. He was hot. He gave her a bottle of beer. They were almost 30, but when they left the parking lot at high speed, everything was just as it had always been, like when they were all 20 and studied together. "You should have come earlier, Bella. You have no idea what you missed today," Daniel shouted in the front seat. The others laughed. "What happened?" "You're curious now, aren't you?" "We were performing at King's Garden, you know," Ollie started. "It was a great performance," Lottie screamed. "The singing was beautiful." "Nice place, too. Fuck, the old ladies there get aquavit with their dinner, and they offered it to us, too," Daniel said. He turned his head and looked at Bella with a spark in his eyes. "But it turned into a huge mess," he said. "And before we know it, all the old folks are staring into a broom cupboard. Two of our star boys were fucking in there." "Ha, what? Who were they?" Bella laughed. The beer and the fact that two of the guys had already had sex made her feel warm. She blushed and she felt a pulsating sensation between her legs. She twisted and turned in her seat and placed her hands in her lap with her fingers angled inwards towards her crotch. The tiny movement was enough to make her whimper. Ollie looked at her. "Are you okay?" he whispered. "Mika and Carl," Daniel interrupted. "Can you imagine? Carl against the wall with his white gown pulled up over his ass, and Mika behind him, in the middle of the act. I'm surprised nobody had a stroke, ha ha." She nodded and smiled at Ollie to answer his question, but he didn't seem convinced. "And what did they say? Are we banned for life?" she asked. "No, that's what was so weird. They said it was the most exciting thing that had happened there in years," Lottie said. When they parked at the house that was going to be their home while they performed their Lucia procession at all the old folks' homes in town, Bella had already downed two beers and felt slightly intoxicated. The trip had made her tipsy. Daniel had continued to describe Mika and Carl's amazing fuck in detail, and it had only made her hornier. There was something about guys fucking each other that really turned her on. The thought of one of them entering the other from behind, maybe even holding his cock in his hand and jerking him off at the same time. These were the fantasies that she always turned to when she touched herself. She hadn't even...